Those are marmosets at the Southwest National Primate Research Center. Researchers at the Texas Biomedical Research Institute found that all marmosets infected with Zika early in their pregnancies lose those pregnancies. Those findings were added to results from five other national primate research centers and were published in the journal Nature. They concluded that, in total, 26% of pregnant primates infected early had miscarriages or stillbirths. Jean Patterson is a scientist at Texas Biomed.
When you have an emerging disease like Zika, you suddenly have a whole population that are exposed to it all at once, instead of a population which you're born, you're exposed to the disease, like German measles or Zika, you're running around, you're a toddler, you don't know you're sick, things are fine. It's when an emerging disease shows up and hits a whole population, including pregnant women and seniors and young kids and all the whole spectrum, that you'd suddenly discover that there is one part of that population which is more susceptible. And that's exactly what happened with the Zika infections.
Patterson says the research discovered the pregnant primates, like humans, show few symptoms of infection and quickly recover, but the fetuses remain infected, leading to the miscarriages and stillbirths, or to a birth defect called microcephaly, a brain abnormality. Patterson says these findings will help scientists focus research on areas that could improve outcomes.
Can we vaccinate during pregnancy? Can we give treatments? I mean, one of the things we're looking at, can we give antivirals? Now that we know that the fetus is still holding on to the infection, can we give an antiviral that would actually cross the placenta and do some good if we were allowed to do it, and would it damage the pregnant mother or the fetus itself?
In the United States, Zika infections have been detected in Florida and Texas. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.